There is some interesting stats coming out at the moment suggesting that many, many students are falling behind when it comes to their education. In fact, 25% of children across the country are performing below the lowest benchmarks. That's the lowest benchmarks, despite the amount of dollars that are planned into schools every year. So the talk is maybe some more tutoring one-on-one in classrooms may be the way to go. The CEO of the Australian Tutoring Association has some thoughts on that. Mohan Dahl, good morning. This is very disturbing, isn't it, that so many kids, a quarter of them, are falling behind acceptable standards?
Yes, good morning. Well, a quarter are illiterate and innumerate, or both. You could argue there's a lot more that are falling behind basic standards. Yesterday they said 70% of kids, even at the top end, can't even qualify to do their HSE. So, yes, there are serious illiteracy and innumeracy concerns throughout our schooling and nationally.
If we're talking around 70%, that's nearly everybody.
Yeah, it's a real worry. And so I think we need something a little bit smarter than saying let's give more money to schools. I think we need to say we need greater accountability about how that money is being used, or find another model that says what will give us greatest accountability around change.
Mohan, there has been some talk that maybe some one-on-one tutoring could be the way to go. How do you think that could play out if such a proposal would get up?
I would see that being done by the private sector contributing money via a charity, so there's no privatisation of public schooling. And that money then being given to targeted students that principals and teachers nominate, and that then tutors working with the school and the families can remediate through proper targeting of issues within the school, can remediate that illiteracy and innumeracy. Now, it's not just us who's saying this. 85% of surveyed parents across the country said they want this.
Which would actually free the teacher up to do the bulk of the learning, but have those tutors go around and sort of give those a little bit of a helping hand as they need it, so everyone can move forward. I guess parents also need to take a greater role in making sure that their children get the learning they need. What do you think parents should be on the lookout for, Mohan?
We always say that tutors should not be called in until such time as parents have done everything they can, and in the event that they've exhausted every possibility they can do, then tutors should work very closely with families and also with schools. So what can parents do? They can spend time with their child. They can put down their mobile devices and be less distracted and role model stillness around learning and have really good discipline structures around reading and writing.
And that's the main thing, isn't it? I mean, parents are all, we're busy, everybody's busy, but you need to make that time so that your kids are getting what they need. Has this this thought been met with some positive response from the education department and those that would be making decisions on this?
As could be predicted, good ideas always are hampered by, that's novel, and that, yes, parents do have a right to say what they want. But there's no real movement in this regard, even though 10 years ago in Australia we did have a tutoring scheme funded by the federal government, precisely doing exactly what I'm saying now, except it was outside of schools. What we're saying is we don't want the tutoring sector to grow outside of schools and do whatever it does without accountability back to mainstream educators. So we're saying we can be smarter than that and do better. Why not have the tutors actually being controlled, if you like, by the schools so that we know what they're doing, and the money go into making effective changes in a triangulation that involves the school and the tutor and the parents.
Mohan, it kind of makes sense, does it? Get everybody on the same page so that the kids can get through the book altogether.
Well, since most tutors are actually ex-teachers or principals, we have a very strange thing in Australia that the schooling system will say, don't get a tutor, and yet most of the schooling system teachers actually are engaged in the tutoring market, and the teachers and principals I've met are quite happy to use tutors when their children are falling through the cracks. So I think we need to be a little bit more honest about the role of tutors and a little bit more open about how effectively they can be used by schools.
And hopefully see those numbers of kids falling through the cracks diminish year in, year out. Mohan, thank you for your thoughts on that with us this morning.
No worries, I appreciate your time.
CEO of Australian Tutoring, Mohan Dahl, with some very disturbing figures. The amount of kids, even up to 70%, not performing at where we need them to be, considering we're all in a global economy these days and we're all competing for the same jobs. 2NURFM, 25 past 11.